We spoke previously about the farmers' protest in India and how that has been putting pressure on the Modi government. It's now in its 10th month and it's ongoing. Joining us on the line from Delhi, we have Nivedita Khandeke, Associate Editor at IANS, India's largest private news agency. Nivedita, very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning.
Firstly, bring our listeners back into the picture. I mean, what laws did the Modi government pass that has upset the farmers to the extent that they've been protesting for the last 10 months?
These are what the government calls as farm reform laws. And there are these three sets of laws where there have been some kind of fundamental changes in the operations, the way farming, the produce sale and the MSP prices and all those things were being done earlier. And now there have been some fundamental changes in the operations part. These operative parts or the operations part are what these farmers are objecting about. Government claims that this will be directly beneficial to the farmers. And earlier, it used to benefit more to the middlemen. And the farmers say, no, this is not what they're promising and things on ground would be different. That is the basic point of clash.
So, they've been protesting for 10 months. What's the nature of the protest? Are they just situated, located at one spot? Are they just sitting there permanently? How are they making their voices heard? And how are they continuing to exert pressure on the Modi government?
They have been sitting at different spots earlier. One particular spot on the Delhi border, it's been there for quite many months, and it's sort of a residential camp now for those farmers sitting there. But apart from that, there have been regular large meetings, what they call as farmers Mahapanchayat, held at different spots. And after Western UP Mahapanchayat, they went to Haryana some 8-10 days ago. And now the next, as in now the current spot that they are focusing on is Haryana rather than Punjab, which was the location for these large-scale protests last year. Now it's Haryana. So it's changed a bit from Punjab to Haryana state, which are in the northwest India. And despite that, of course, this sit-ins continue at the border, Delhi borders.
Is it still putting the Modi government under pressure? And how long can they sustain this? I was reading about one farmer who says he spent most of the 10 months away from home. He only went back once to check on his wife who was not well. For how much longer can the farmers sustain this? And how much of pressure is it continuing to put on the government?
See, there are these two sets of farmers that India has. Majority of the farmers are land holding farmers. So, naturally, those small landholding farmers won't be able to stay much away from their homes and their farmlands, and they have to take care of their own farming. And then there's this set of farmers who have these large landholdings. They can afford to stay away from their homes. They can afford to stay away from actual farming because they have lots of people to take care of that. So we have to understand the kind of people we have here. And of course, the small landholding farmers are definitely joining every now and then as and when time permits them. But to answer your question, how long can they sustain? More than the part whether they can afford it financially, it will be good to see whether their differences let them continue more or not. For instance, some 8 days ago when there was this farming Mahapanchayat, farmers Mahapanchayat in Haryana, the two regular one is a farm leader and one is a leader, political leader, so to say, who has been vocal on farm issues. Those two leaders, Mr. Tikait and Mr. Yogendra Yadav, they were sort of, sidelined. Earlier, they used to be prime leaders who talk and all that. And somehow in this new Mahapanchayat, they were sort of sidelined. Now, these kind of issues are bound to crop up in any organization which has a diverse set of people coming together. that coming together can continue for some time on some common grounds. But it now needs to be seen how long this coming together with diverse set of people can continue. Because farm laws is one common ground, but then they have lot of different political things coming in now that important elections, for instance, in the state of Uttar Pradesh, these are coming up. So, I mean, these are things to be watched now.
Has this matter reached the courts? There are some reports suggesting that the courts have ruled in the in favor of the farmers.
No, not that way. The courts and all those issues were not directly related to the laws that the government changed. These were related to their protests, whether they should be protesting, whether they should be allowed or not, and all those such things. Those were the democratic issues, not directly pertaining to the three farm laws that the government amended.
All right. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Nivedita. We really appreciate the update.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Nivedita Khandek talking to us from Delhi this morning about the farmers' protest. I mean, 10 months. However, I'm sure, as she alluded to, that the government is banking on differences becoming more acute amongst the farmers as the time, you know, drags on. 10 months is a long time. I was reading last night about this farmer who said that he was there, you know, for almost the full duration. In between, his wife got very ill, and then she let him know, you know what, I may not make it. You better come see me one last time before I die. He went home, and when she recovered and he was satisfied that she was okay, he went back to join the protest. But for how much longer can they continue? Which farmers can afford it? Which can't? Is there going to be political differences that arise between these farmers that will kind of disunite them? It remains to be seen.